You're listening to Historical Perspectives with Mr. Mull. Learn about life by looking at our history. Teachers, for more information about Historical Perspectives, search Mr. Mull's Marketplace on Teachers Pay Teachers or at MrMull'sMarketplace.com. Happy learning! Swimming in a black hole. Stop with the daydreaming, someone yelled at Shiloh. He didn't even know who said it this time. You're going to get killed. Now that caught his attention. He shook his head and blinked his eyes quickly to stop his imagination and to get him back to real life. The front of the field trip bus was about 2 feet from his feet. The driver jumped from the steps and yelled at him. Watch out, kid. I nearly hit you. Shiloh, being Shiloh, started to answer. Well, I'm guessing you were going about 5 miles an hour, and even with a bus that size, the stopping distance would be... Frustrated, the driver turned away and climbed back into the bus, mumbling. The rest of his class was lined up in a nice straight row. I know you're excited, Shiloh, the teacher said, and I know you daydream when you're excited, but you stepped right into the street and scared us all. Shiloh was sorry and said so. He didn't mean to step into the street or to scare anyone. Sometimes his thoughts just didn't let him go, and it's like his eyes stopped seeing it when it happened. His class was going to see the Science Museum today. The Science Museum. Even though his family bought a year-long pass and went every weekend, he couldn't get enough of it. And today, the traveling exhibit on black holes was opening. Also, he had $25 in his pocket to buy that Einstein action figure in the gift shop. Shiloh earned it by helping older kids with their math homework. As he gripped the money and got in line, the Einstein action figure started moving around in his brain. Shiloh, the imaginary scientist said, let's try to swim out of a black hole. In his mind, Shiloh answered, I thought you cared about the speed of light. Oh, I figured that out already, said the mini Einstein. Now, I'm into black holes. Well, I'm not actually in one yet. Join me? And the action figure started swimming. Everything got dark, and Shiloh started moving his arms like he was swimming with Einstein. Ouch, someone said. Shiloh's arms had hit something, but he guessed it was space junk. Hello, the kind voice said again. Shiloh shook his head and blinked fast. His friend Lulu was holding her nose, and a little bit of blood was dripping from it. The teacher handed her tissues, guiding her to the bus, and turned to Shiloh. Come on, it's time to go, she begged him. Try to stay out of your imagination for a while today, okay? It's like you're in outer space sometimes. Shiloh climbed the bus stairs and thought, that's exactly where I was this time.
Thanks for listening to this Historical Perspective. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. Also, search for Historical Perspectives on Teachers Pay Teachers to learn more about other topics, such as the Golden Gate Bridge, Henry Ford, schools in the early 1900s, and so much more. Happy learning!